Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you, Milstein, for your beautiful words, my breakfast. Before we discuss a little overview on the topic that we're learning today, which is a very, very fun and interesting topic, before we discuss that, I'd just like to express my gratitude for all the people, all the parents, all the family members, all the alumni, and of course, all our Chasam HaTalmidim, who made the time today to be able to come. It's not so often that the people who are not students in the yeshiva get an off day. You get an off day of January 1st for whatever reason that they have an off day on January 1st. But that notwithstanding, the fact that family members, alumni, brothers came down to be able to spend some time with their friends, family, is a tremendous thing. It's really something special, and we have a great amount of karas hatov. Some grandparents are going to be coming. We have a great amount of karas hatov to all of you, and on behalf of the Talmidim, and on behalf of myself, I just want to say thank you very, very much. It is the Yom Tiv of thank you. L'haydes u'lahalo. I told my class yesterday that the Sefer HaChinuch, Rabbi Milstein, in his class, learns every single mitzvah in the Torah. So they learn all 613. So the 33rd mitzvah in the Torah is the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Im. And the Sefer HaChinuch gives a reason for the mitzvah. What he says is he says that the reason for the mitzvah to honor your father and mother is because of the fact that they give you the ability to exist. You would not be here without your father and mother. Nothing. You wouldn't be alive. And he takes it a step further, beyond that. The fact that they gave you your clothing, they gave you food, they gave you everything, tuition bills, and everything that you have in life, that is a reason a person needs to show honor to the parents. They even give you the ability to drive a car, and a car sometimes, to be able to get to yeshiva. But so much kavod we owe our parents starts with gratitude. But what's surprising is, then he takes step two. Step two in the Sefer HaChinuch, when he talks about the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Im, is, and if you have such gratitude to your parents, think about how much gratitude you have to have for Hashem. Step two beyond the gratitude we have for our parents is the gratitude we have for Hashem. And it got me thinking, there's a tremendous, beautiful movement out there. It's called Thank You Hashem. Thank You Hashem. And the song is great. We sang Yesterday in Yeshiva by Howell. It's a gorgeous, beautiful song. Thank you, Hashem. But the Sefer HaChinuch says that thank you, Hashem, is step two. Step one is thank you, people. Thank you, Reb Yud. Thank you, Tati. Thank you, Mommy. Thank you, Abba. Thank you, Imi. Thank you, Dad. Thank you, Pops. Thank you, Mom. Thank you to people comes first. Once I learn how to say thank you to people in my life, then I develop the gratitude, the appreciation for Hashem. Of course you've got to say thank you to Hashem. Baruch Ato Hashem. I recognize everything comes from you. But to develop the feelings of gratitude starts with a gratitude towards people. So I just want to say thank you to be able for the fact that you took the time on January 1st, which surely everyone gets off because it's the seventh day of Hanukkah. But the fact that you took out the time of your day to be here, to learn, to spend some time together, is something incredibly special. Last year, by the annual Dor L'Dor breakfast, what we said last year was that this, hopefully, with a lot of people, is just step one. Aside from step one of gratitude, but step one in being able to learn with your child, being able to learn with your brother, being able to learn with your grandson, being able to learn with your friend, on your free time, use the opportunities. I know with my son, it's not so easy to find the chance to be able to learn with him as often as I can. And I really try to make the time, and it's hard. But when I get that time, we know how much it invigorates us to be able to use that time properly and to be able to really maximize on the potential of the relationship that we have with others. In the great yeshivas in Europe, they used to have a 5-minute Seder. Just 5 minutes. And you'd think it was a 5-minute Seder to learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch or to learn a small Sefer. No, it wasn't. It was a 5-minute Seder to learn a very in-depth, complicated topic for only 5 minutes. Why would you learn? Why would you learn only for 5 minutes to show you the value of 5 minutes? I'm going to have an intense learning session, and I'm going to have to stop it in 5 minutes. But it's going to show me the value of 5 minutes. 5 minutes with your child, 5 minutes with your sibling, 5 minutes with your grandson, 5 minutes with your friend, even if it's on the phone, to be able to get that, it's transformative. It can change your life, and it will certainly change his life. Today, Baruch Hashem, we're going to be learning a very exciting topic. As I said, if you look at your sheets, you have right here. The topic we're going to be learning today is, as my Rebbe Shlita likes to say, is in Yonah D'Yayma. It's the topic of the day. You might think it's the topic of the day is Chanukah. No, here in Aruch Shlomo, we're learning Maseches Bava Kamma. So the Yom Tov that we're in for the entire year, Maseches Bava Kamma, is Maseches Bava Kamma. So we are learning about the halacha known as Adam Mu'ud Lailam. What does that mean? Well, we're going to learn a lot about it, but what we're going to see is what is the extent of our liability. What is the extent of our responsibility when we damage someone else or we cause damage to someone else? There are a lot of very interesting cases that we're going to learn. It's very well explained, very clearly. Before I finish, I just need to quickly point out that today's program was sponsored Le'ila Nishmas. It's Le'ila Nishmas, Reb Shlomo Eliezer ben Reb Dov Ber, and it's also Le'ila Nishmas Taiba Bas Reb Shlomo Eliezer, and it's also Le'ila Nishmas Devosha Bas Reb Moshe Yosef, all three who were killed in the Holocaust in Treblinka, and their yard site is right yesterday. No one's really clear when exactly the yard site is, but it's celebrated on Rosh Chodesh Teves. What we're going to do here is that the program, the way it's set up, is that there are sections. So there's one section, it's a smaller section. After you finish section one, we're going to have someone come up here, summarize, discuss some of the things that he has gotten to speak about with his chavrusa. And then when we get to section two, we're going to be pausing case by case. As you'll see, there's case one, case two, case three, etc. Enjoy, and we will all be together momentarily.